Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Pei Dalet. We're going to begin all the way at the Mishnah on daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. I'm sorry for missing yesterday, but we're going to go all the way starting from Pei Dalet Amud Aleph right now. The Mishnah is going to talk about which psulim would we say that once they're Olah on the Mizbeach, they're Lo Yardu, you don't take them down from the Mizbeach, you just leave them there, and which kinds of psulim do we say, even in Alu, even if they go up on the Mizbeach, Yardu, they're going to have to come back down from the Mizbeach. We're going to have somewhat of machlokas, not somewhat, the real machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about what exactly is taken down from the Mizbeach. So the Gemara is going to explain what's behind that machlokas, going to explain the thinking behind each shita, and that's pretty much the rest of the daf. That takes us all the way through to the bottom of Amud Beis, just explaining the different shitos in the Mishnah. So let's begin. The Mishnah discusses Elu im Alu lo Yardu, the following types of psulim. Once they go up on the Mizbeach, they stay on the Mizbeach. Halon, someone has a karban that was that spent the night outside of the Mizbeach, beyond the jurisdiction of the Mizbeach, the Dam, the Emurim, whatever part of the karban it was. The halacha is that the karban is going to become pasul v'hayotze, or let's say it went outside of the Azara, the Hatame, or the karban itself became Tame, even if it was a karban yachid, where the tzitz is not meratze on the tumot, we would still say imal l'yerid. Certainly a karban tzibur would be imal l'yerid, because the tzitz is meratze for tuma when it's betzibur. But even a karban yachid, v'shanishchat chutz l'zmano, a karban that was shechted with a machshava of chutz l'zmano, having in mind to eat it chutz l'zmano, or v'chutz l'mekamo, a karban that was shechted with a machshava of chutz l'mekamo, v'shekiblu psulin v'zarku esdamo, or you have a karban that the person who was mekabel, the dam, was puzzled to do the avoda, or the person who was mekabel the dam was zorik the dam on the mizbech. In all those cases, the mizbech is mekadesh the karban to the extent that im alu lo yardu. Once it goes up on the mizbech, it does not come back down. Now, from the Gemara on Amud Beis, we're going to see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're machshir only those psulim that are kasher for avoda somewhere else. Like a Tameh, we find that there is some sort of heter of a Tameh, namely Betzibur, because Tumas Hutra Betzibur. But if the Psulim that are Makabal Dam have no heter B'makom Acher, then Im Alu Al Mizbeach Yardu, meaning this idea of Im Alu Lo Yardu, when it's Kiblu Psulim, is only going to be if it's the kind of Psulim that have some sort of heter. That's why the Mishnah Dafka says, She Kiblu Psulim and not She Shachtu Psulim, because Shechita is kosher even by Psulim, like we say, all Psulim that shechitas and kshera. So therefore, we dafka say she kiblu psulim. Now, we are also going to have a discussion later on in the Gemara between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish, this is going to be in a few days from now, whether the Mishnah means to say that the psulim that are mekabel the dam and also are zorik the dam, that's what we're saying in Malalo Yardu, where the apostle did both the Kabbalah and the Zrika, or does the Mishnah mean to say that the Psulim are Mekabal the Dam, but then a Kasher person was Zorik the Dam, or vice versa, a Kasher person was Mekabal, and an apostle person was Zorik? That's going to be a Machlokas in the Gemara. Tosos Dibra Maskel Hagah over here points out that it's going to be a Machlokas later on, and over there we're going to have a further conversation. If you look in that Sugya, where a Shlakish is going to ask Rabbi Yochanan whether Kli Sharis are Mekadesh Psulim that are inside the Kli Sharis to allow them to be Hukrav even L'chachila. And Rabbi Yochanan says, we learn from our Mishnah that absolutely yes, because it's only because the Psulim were both Mekabel and Zorik Vedam that we say that you're not supposed to put it on the Mizbeach, but im alu lo yerdu. But if a pasul person was mekabel the dam and then a kosher person was zorik, apparently that would be even better. That would be mutur l'chalchila, because you're mekadesh, the kli was mekadesh it. And Reish Lakish responds, nah, you can't bring any raya from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is not telling me that a pasul person was both mekabel and zorik. Our Mishnah was talking about where a pasul person was either mekabel or Zorik, but not where he did both. So Tosyantif says, you know, the Mishnah Dafka says that the Psulim are Kiblu Vizarku, because the Kabbalah is the beginning of the Avodah that's done with the Dam. The Zrika is the end of the Avodah that's done with the Dam. And therefore, it didn't need to say Halacha, because Halacha is sandwiched in between them. So it sounds from the Tosyantif that he understands our Mishnah like Reish Lakish, that it's good enough that if either apostle did one or the other, Either he did the Kabbalah or the Zrika, that would be enough to passel the Korban. So Tiferes Yisrael asks that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not enough to passel the Korban, since the Kabbalah Saddam and the Kli Sharis is Mekadish it to be Makrevit on the Mizbeach, and the Korban is not passel until the passel person is both Mekabel and Zorik Vidam and the Mizbeach. So that's a little bit of a bigger picture as far as what's going on over here, because the Mishnah was just speaking somewhat vaguely that Shekiblu Apsulin Vizark was Damo. So Vi could mean and, or Vi could mean or. So over here we're saying it's a machlokas, what it means. Now even though the Tana says Elu, when it gives the list of things that Amal Lo Yardu, sometimes we have a notion of Tana Vishayir, that the Tana doesn't give an exhaustive list. And over here it's clearly not an exhaustive list, because we're going to see in the Braisa right away. In the Gemara is going to quote a Braisa that has more things on the list that are Alulur Yardu. Maybe the reason that we left out those things in the Braisa is because we can learn them all out from a Kal V'Chomer, from what it says in our Mishnah. That's what Tosafot points out in Dibur HaMaskil HaLan, that every additional example that the Braisa is going to quote could have been derived from our Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to go, the Mishnah rather, is going to go through those psulim that are not such a slam dunk, that it's a machlokas tenoim, whether im alu lo yardu or not. Rabbi Yehuda omer, shenishchat balayla v'shenishbach dama v'yotza dama chutz l'kloim. If a carbon was shechted at night, if a behema had its dam spilled on the karka, a behema whose dam went outside of the azara, in all of these cases, im ol sateirid, if it goes up on the mizbeach, it comes right back down. Rabbi Shimon omer, lo teirid. Rabbi Shimon says, even in such a case, lo teirid, the dam does not come back down. Rabbi Shimon omer, kol shepsula bakodesh, any karban that becomes pasul in a holy place after it's already entered the azara, hakodesh mekablo, the mizbeach is mekadishit, lo hayapsula bakodesh. If it became pasul before it ever entered the azara, ain hakodesh mekablo, then the kodesh is not going to be mekablo. So that's Rabbi Shimon's rule, that it all depends when the psul happened. If the psul happened after it was already in the kodesh, after it was already in the azara, so then you don't take it out. It's as if it is kadosh. But if the psul happened prior to being in the azara, then it is not kadosh. Tosos in Dibur HaMaskil HaNitanim says, what about he raises a suffix. What if the dam spills? What would be the case where Rabbi Shimon is machshir when the dam spills because it was psula b'kodesh? Is Rabbi Shimon machshir even when the dam spills right away after the shechita, before the kabbalah b'kli shares? Because as long as the shechita alone happened, that's enough to be machshirit. Or no, maybe he's only machshirit when it was already niskabel b'kli shares, and then the dam spilled out before it was ever nizrak on the mizbeach. Because once it's niskadish b'kli shares, that's called psula b'kodesh. But the shechita alone is maybe not called psula b'kodesh. That's how Tosos raises the question. Now, that question of Tosos only makes sense when you understand that Tosos has a different geder of what's called psula b'kodesh. Because the way we explain psula b'kodesh, the way Rashi understands, is that psula b'kodesh happens after it's in the azara. That's what psula b'kodesh means. Now over here, when you talk about shechita, the dam spilling out after the shechita, before the zrika, so it doesn't seem to be at all a suffix. It all depends on whether it was in the azara or not. So Tosos on the Samachesam and Beis raised a number of questions on Shitas Rashi. First of all, he says, why is it that when the behema was became nirva, let's say, someone committed bestiality with it in the azara, that im olsa teirid l'shitaso, it should be called psula b'kodesh. According to Rashi, as long as it happened in the azara, after the behema was already in the azara, that's psula b'kodesh, so we should say lo teirid. So Tosa says over there, and he says it over here also, Dibur HaMaskil Kol, a little differently. Psul B'Kodesh means that the Psul happened after the Shechita, because it was writing the Skadesh B'Kli Shares. Ein Psul B'Kodesh means that the Psul happened before it was Niskadesh. So that explains the suffix in Tosos Dibur HaMaskil HaNitanin, where Tosos raises the issue. Okay, what if it was the Psul happened after the Shechita, but before the Kabbalah? Do we assume that it's only the Kli Shares that gives it that level of Kedusha, or is it even just the Maisa Shechita itself that gives it that level of Kedusha? And then even beyond that, there is a broader discussion over here. The Tur writes in in Aruch Chaim Siman Tzadi that a person should only daven in a Beis HaKnesses and with a tzibur, because after all, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos, "Ein tefilaso shel adam nishma'as ela bebeis haKnesses." And what does im hatzibur mean? So the Beis Yosef writes from the Torah, it sounds like only if you daven with a minion. Tefila biyachidus in a shul has no maila. There's no value of davening in a shul if you're davening biyachidus. So it makes no difference if you're in your house or you're in a Beis HaKnesses. However, Rabbeinu Yona, Maseches Brachos, writes in the name of the Gaonim that even when there's no tzibur davening, there's still a maila of davening in a Beis HaKnesses, because it is a place that is a makom kadosh. It's makom that's miyuchad for tzvila, and it's miyuchad for tzvila of the tzibur. So the Bach explains that they had a girsa in the Gemara that Amar Biyochan didn't feel so shaldim neshma'as ela bebeis HaKnesses. Shemar vani tzvila si lecha Hashem eis ratzon. Eim asai eis ratzon b'sha'a she'a tzibur mispalalin. When is it an eis ratzon? At the time that the tzibur is mispalal. And that's the girsa of the Rif. And they argue what exactly the pshat in the Gemara is. The Torah holds tefila is only most valuable in a Beis HaKnesses while the tzibur is mispalel. The Gaonim say that even a person is davening alone, his tefila is only heard in the Beis HaKnesses and mispalel. But tzibur, even if he's not in the Beis HaKnesses, his tefila would be heard. So one or the other is all that's needed to give that little extra oomph to your tefila, to allow your tefila to be heard. Now, Shulchan Aruch, we pass on like the Gaonim and Rabbeinu Yonah, that even someone who's netnas and is not mispal, b'shah she'espalu atzibur, and he's mispal b'yachid, he should be mispal b'beis HaKnesses. That there is a maila to davening in a shul. So even if you have to daven b'yachidus for one reason or another, it's still kedai to daven in a shul. So in the Chidushei Hatzalach, in Drush Vav, Os Ches, the Nedib Yudah points out, what is it about the tefillah bebeis HaKnesses when you're not even with a minion? Why would it be valuable to daven in a shul if you're not even with a minion? So he explains that it's based on our Mishnah, that there are psulei mekdashin that im alu lo yardu, and there are other psulei mekdashin that even im alu, even if they go up in the mizbech, you got to bring them back down. And the Mishnah explains what's the rule. When it's psulei bekodesh, the kodesh is mekabelit. When it's not psulei bekodesh, the kodesh is not mekabelit. Now tefillah is clearly b'makom karbanos. That's a Gemara Maseches Brachos tells according to one daya. Tefillah is called avoda, just like carbon is called avoda. La avdo b'chol avavchem chazal darshan Maseches Taimis. Ezu yavoda shvileg zu tefillah. So everything depends on kavanas halev. And if a person is not having kavana salev, it's as if he's having a machshava that's a machshavas psul that would passel the karban. So it depends where you're having that machshava. If you're having that machshava in a holy place, in a Beis HaKnesses, in a makom kodesh, so even though you're passeling your tefillah, it's psul b'kodesh, im alu lo yerdu, it's at least going to be accepted. But if you're having that machshava in a place that doesn't even have kedusha, that doesn't even have any status of the location itself, then the halach is going to be that if it goes up on the mizbeach, it's got to come back down from the mizbeach. But this is that's how they use our Mishnah to describe the value of davening dafka in a shul and not davening in a place that is not infused with kedusha. We discussed in the past that I have a piece in my sefer on this issue of davening in a house minion versus not davening a house minion. We discussed the value of davening in a Beis HaKnesses, even if you're going to be davening with a minion somewhere else. It's not so pashut that's as good. In fact, it's almost pashut that it's not as good as davening in a minyan in shul. It's pretty poshut actually that it's not as good as davening with a minyan in shul, where a shul is set up for davening and it has kedushas Beis HaKnesses. But that's how you see our Mishnah somehow connects to that. So the Mishnah now goes on. Which psulim? We already did two categories of psulim. We did those psulim that everyone agrees that the mizbeach is mekadesh malu loyard. Then we did those psulim that are a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Now we go to the third category. And the following things are nifsal before they ever come into the Azara, according to the way Rashi understands it. And therefore, everyone would agree, im olu yardu, haroveya, if a shar is roveya, in isha, vahanirva, or an ish is roveya, a shar, so that the animals, the nirva, vahamukta, an animal that was designated to be used for avodah zarah, vahanevan, an animal that was actually used for avodah zarah, vahaesnan, someone, animal that was used as payment for a zona, vahamechir, something that was used as payment or as an exchange for a dog, vahaklayim, an animal that was born from two different types of other animals, vahatrefa, an animal that has one of the 18 things that would designate that animal as dangerously ill as a trefa, vahyotzedov, an animal that was born through a C-section, ubalimumin, any animal that the psul is not, balimumin is a balimum, so all these animals, the psul is not bekodesh, so everyone agrees that im alu yerdu, that even when these go up on the mizbeach, they're brought back down. Tosfos, anamid beis, dibra maskul emotzi, says all these things that I mentioned in the Mishnah, im alu yerdu, is talking about that they were huktash first and then they became pasul, because if they were pasul first and then they were huktash, it would not be chiddish to say that you bring them down from the Mizbech. So Tosos explains each of these cases, how could it be that it became Pasul after it already became Kodesh? Tosos works through each of these cases. Now the Tosos Yantif in Parak Tes, Mishnah Gimel, right over here, says that why is it that the Mishnah doesn't mention an animal that was nogeach, an animal that killed a person, right? That's also a puzzle. Why doesn't that get mentioned in the Mishnah as one of those things that everyone agrees, im alu lo yerdu? So the Rashash explains that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Meseches Baba Kama, who holds that shor hegdish, that gores, doesn't have to pay, it's not nifsal mehakrava al gabe hamizbeach. And it's not like a shor shel hedyot that kills a person with one aid that saw, that witnessed it, where it's royal is chayv misa, it's just that you can't actually kill it because you don't have two aidim, so therefore it's pasul mehakrava. Over here, there's no chiyuv whatsoever, and that's why it doesn't get listed as one of the items in our Mishnah. So anyway, in all these cases, these are cases that are not psulim makodesh, and therefore everyone agrees yardu. Rabbi Akiva machshir balimumin. Rabbi Akiva says, except for that last one, a balimum that's already on, that's all on the mizbeach, lo yardu, you leave it there. Rabbi Chaninus kana kohanim omer, doch haya Abba is balimumin me'al gabi mizbeach. Rabbi Chaninus kana kohanim says that my father would not allow a balimum from the mizbeach. In fact, he would take it down from the mizbeach. So just like so says the Mishnah, kishem she'im alu. Just like if these psulim go up on the mizbeach, the psulim that we mentioned lo yerdu, they don't come down. Kach im yerdu, those psulim that we mentioned in the first category, that im alu lo yerdu, if they were already brought down, lo yalu, you don't put them back up a second time, right? Meaning just the even the ones that are in the first category that get to stay on the mizbeach l'kulei alma, but if they fell off of the mizbeach, you're not going to put them back on the mizbeach. Sfasemis writes that the lashon that the Mishnah says kishem is a little bit strange. It's not really a kishem. What does the din of imalu lo yardu have to do with the din im yardu lo yalu? So he explains that the kishem, that the din is imalu lo yardu, is only in a case where you were malid on the mizbeach in order to be mekadesh it, because klisharis are not mekadesh, are only mekadesh l'das. So too, the din im yardu lo yalu is only in a case where you were mowed it bekavana. But if it fell off the mizbeach, then you're allowed to put it back on the mizbeach. So that's why he writes to be miyashiv. He says that that is miyashiv shitas Rashi on daf pei vavam and aleph, who explains that the mission of a kulin shapaku me'al gabei mizbeach lo yachzir. That means to say that you don't need to be machzir if it shoots off on the mizbeach. But it sounds like if you want to be machzir, you're allowed to be machzir. So there's a lot of wonders. It's against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says im yardu lo yalu. But according to this Varda, this Sfas Emes, not a kasha at all. Because over there we're talking about that it came off of the Mizbeach. And that's a case where the Mishnah does not aser putting it back up on the Mizbeach. What's our Mishnah talking about, where you're not allowed to put it back on the Mizbeach, is if you took it off the Mizbeach, bikavana. And that's the kishem in our Mishnah, that it's both done bikavana. So that's how they understand, that's how the Sfas Emes understands the kishem. The kulan sha'alu chayim l'rosh ha'mizbeach, but any pasul that was put on the Rosh HaMizbeach while it was chayim, while it was alive, so then it's going to be brought down from the Mizbeach, because the Mizbeach is not mekadesh, a living animal. Ola sha'olsa If a carbon ola was brought alive up the mizbeach, that you bring down, you do not shecht it al rosh hamizbeach. Minatari, you're allowed to shecht the behema b'rosh hamizbeach. It's a din midrabanan. Tosfos points out in Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. It's a din midrabanan that we're afraid that the animal is going to get so scared that the animal is going to defecate all over the mizbeach, and that would be a terrible bizayon to the mizbeach. We consider it a bizayon that if there's such a bodily function that's done in the Makom Kadosh, that's done by the Mizbeach, like an animal defecating. I guess that's a dafyomi coincidence, because this week's parasha, we learn about the aftermath of the Jewish people worshipping Baal Peor, and Baal Peor is the exact opposite. That it's the greatest kavod, it's the greatest derech avoda to worship Baal Peor by defecating to the Baal Peor. So anyway, that's a din d'rabbanan, that you're not allowed to shecht an animal on the Mizbeach. But an ola that went alive on the Mizbeach, you gotta bring it down. But shchata b'rosh ha-mizbeach, yafshit v'yinatcha b'mkomba. You can skin it and cut up into the pieces in its place on the Mizbeach itself. That we're going to see in the Gemara later on in tomorrow's daf, that the seif of the Mishnah of ola sha'olsa is talking about an ola k'sheira. And the chiddush is that you're allowed to do hefshet v'nituach on the top of the Mizbeach. In the truth is, as Semes points out, this whole din applies by an ola that's possible that was brought on the Mizbeach as well, that l'chadchila, you should bring it down, but if you already shechted it, lo teirat, but you can't say the hemsheikh of the Mishnah on an ola that's possible, that you should do the hefshet and nituach b'makoma, because the carbon possible doesn't have a din of hefshet v'nituach. So that's why it dafka has to be an ola that is kosher that we're talking about. Okay, so the Gemara brings another brisa that explains the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shiva, the machlokas that we discussed in our Mishnah. Because remember, our Mishnah had three parts. We had part one of the Mishnah is where we discussed those karbanos that are ma'alu lo yerdu, that stay on the Mizbeach. Part two of the Mishnah, we discussed those karbanos that are machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And part three, where we discussed im alu yeridu, those that have to be brought down from the Mizbeach. So now, says the Gemara, we have a brisa, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zos hi ha'ola. Three words in the pasuk, Hare elu shlosha miyutin. Each one is coming to be memait, something else. Prat the shenishchta b'layla, v'shenishbach dama, v'shiyatza dama chutz l'klayim. If an animal was shechted at night, or the blood spilled out on the karka, or the dam was brought outside of the azara, in all those cases, Shema Olsa, Teiret, if it went up on the Mizbeach, it goes down from the Mizbeach. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ola, in the Ola Ksheira. When it says Ola, I would only know that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh and Ola, that's Kosher. Minayin, the Rabbos, Shenishch, the Belayel, the Shenishvach, the Mashiach, the Domachot, the Kalayim. How do I know that we should be Marbe, even those Psulim that are Nishchat at night, and that his blood spilled out, and that they left the Azara, Valon, and some that spent overnight off of the Mizbeach, Vayotse, and that which left the Azara, Vatameh, and that which is Tameh, Vishenishcha Chutzman Chutzmakomo, and that which was shechted with the Machshava of Chutzman Chutzmakomo, Vishakiblu Psulin Vizarkos Dam, or that Pasul people were Makabal the Dam, and were Zorik the Dam on the Mizbeach, Hanitanin Lamata Shinasan Lamalo, or Karbanos, that whose Dam was supposed to be on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, but instead was put on the top half of the Mizbeach, Lemalo and Shenison and Lemato, or Karbanos that were supposed to be, the Dam was supposed to be on the top half of the Mizbeach, but instead it was put on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, Vani Tanin, Bachutz, and those that you have to put the Dam on the Mizbeach, Chachitzon, Shenison, and Bifnim, that you put the Dam on the Mizbeach, Pnimi, or those that need to be Bifnim, Shenison, Bachutz, that belonged on the Mizbeach, Pnimi, but you put them on the Mizbeach, Chachitzon, the Pesach, the Chatos, Sheshchaton, Shalolashman, or a Karban Pesach, or a Karban Chatos that were Shachtet Shlol Shema. Minayin, how do I know that all those things in Malo and Mizbeach, that they are low yerdu, that none of them come off in Mizbeach? Tabalomar Torah Sa'ola, Riba Torah Achas Lekala Olam, Lekala Olam. The Torah says Torah Sa'ola, so it's one Torah
for all things that are all on the Mizbech, whether it's kosher things or whether it's pasul things, namely Sheimalu, lo yerdu. That once they go up the Mizbech, they stay there. So Yachal Shani Marba Roveh Van Yirveh. I might think that we have to include as well a Roveh and a Nirveh, Vamuktsara and Evan, or that which was designated for Avodah Zarah, that which was used for Avodah Zarah, the Esna and the Mechir, or that which was designated for a that which was used for payment of a zona, or that which was exchanged for a dog, the klayim utreif of yotzi dofen, or behemah of klayim or treif or something that was a yotzi dofen, a C-section, tamalomar zos. That's why I'm told zos, that those things im alu yardu. So ma reisa, so says more, why would you assume la rabo seselu to include the lan, the yotze, the tame, all the other ones that were listed, ulahotzi eselu, and to exclude the rovea, the nirva, and the ones that were listed along with those. So achar sheriba hakosav umiyot, because there's both a riboy and a miyot. But still, how do you know which ones to include in the riboy and which ones to exclude with the miyot? Where's the indicator of how you're supposed to learn it? So the Gemara explains, marba ani es elu shayipsulim bakodesh, umotzi ani es elu shloyipsulim bakodesh. We're going to include those that became pasul after, the way Rashi learns it, after they entered the Azara, and we exclude those that became pasul before they entered the Azara. Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara explains, okay, that's Shitas Rabbi Shimon. How's Rabbi Yehuda going to learn? Rabbi Yehuda Maisila Mehacha, he's going to learn the din of all other psulim that amalu lo yardu from this brisa. Mipnei ma amru lan badam kasher. Why do we assume that dam that spent the night off of the mizbeach is kasher in the sense that if you put it on the mizbeach, you leave it there? Sharei lan kasher be'emurin, because we do find something else that's kasher in a very similar circumstance. That emurin that spend the night off of the mizbeach are also kasher in the sense that the mizbeach is mekadesh them. And how do I know that that's true? Lan be'emurin kasher, shari lan kasher be'basar. How do I know emurin that spent the night off of the mizbeach are kasher? Because basar kachim that could be kasher also after linas laila. How could that ever be that basar kachim after spending a night is going to still be kasher if it's a basar shlamim? Basar shlamim is allowed to be eaten for 2 days and night. So since we do find that there is this heter of lina, so Ramachshir, even Emurim that went through lina, as far as the halach is concerned, that if they're brought on the Mizbeach, they are lo yerdu. They don't, they aren't taken off of the Mizbeach. Tosos and Dibur Maskal Hagah Yotze, the big Tosus on the bottom over here, raises a question. Why does the Braisa learn the din of Dam that had Lina from the din of Emurim, and then in turn the din of Emurim from Basar Shlamim? Why don't we just say that we learn both Dam and Emurim directly from Basar Shlamim? So that's one of Tosus' kashas. Then he also asks that the Gemara on Daf Nun Aleph told us that we don't learn the din of Dam that had Lina after Shkiyas HaChama from the din of Emurim that had Lina after Shkiyas HaChama, which are not possible because l'charchila you're allowed to be makter kol alayla. We learn the din of emurim from the din of emurim after alos hashachar, and that's why we have to learn emurim from basar shlamim, which are allowed to be eaten even after alos hashachar. But l'chor, that's difficult. Why do I need to learn it in such a way? I could have just learned that just like by emurim the haktar is kosher after shkiyas hachama, so too the dam that stays over after Shkiyas HaChama is not going to be pasul b'diavad, at least in Allah lo yered, and then I don't need to go learn it from the din of Emurim from Basar Shlamim. Why do I need to bring in Basar Shlamim? What, just to bring in Alos HaShachar? I don't need Alos HaShachar to teach me this basic din of the Dam. So Tosu suggests that since the Hechsher Dam is something that's very chamur, we can't learn it from something else that's kosher l'charchila. It has to be from something that's pasul, and nevertheless mizbeach is mekadeshit b'diavad. So we can't learn the dam from the basar shlamim because the basar shlamim is 100% kosher lechachila that way. Nor can we learn it from emurim that just had shkiyas hachama, because even lechachila you're allowed to bring the emurim at night. We have to be able to learn it from emurim after alos hashachar, where it's already become pasul lechachila, and yet the mizbeach is still mekadesh. But emurim are not so chamur to learn their din that we're not going to be able to learn their din from basar shlamim. So we are able to learn the emurim from basar shlamim. So that's why we need these degradations to learn basar shlamim to emurim. But dafke emurim that are possible, and then we can learn dam that's possible from emurim that are possible. So we're able to go in steps. So emurim being possible, yotze, emurim carbon that are possible, the psul yotze, we're machshir b'diavad, shay yotze kasher b'bama. You know why we're machshir that b'diavad, Rabbi would say? Because there is a case where a yotze would be kasher, namely on a bama. A yotze would be kasher. There's no psul yotze by a bama. Tosos, in that same long Tosos, asks, why does Rabbi Yehuda pasul dam that goes outside of the klayim? There's a hechsher b'bama. Bama doesn't have klayim. So just like Rabbi Yehuda's machshir, when a varim of an ola or a murim are yotze because there's hechsher b'bama, he should have been machshir dam also that's yotze. So why isn't he machshir dam that's yotze? So Tosos gives two answers. And one, he says, since the hechsher dam is more chamer, we can't learn its heter from a bama. We need to find a heter bifnim. And second, since hechsher dam is chamur, we can't learn a tether unless we find a hechsher in something that's ein hechshero bekach, something that's not a lechachila. But a bama is hechshero bekach. That's the lechachila, the way you do a bama, is that it, by its very definition, it's already yotze. So we need a tether to Tosfos. It's because of the relative chumra of dam that we're unable to learn that dam can be kasher b'yotze based on the fact that a yotze is kasher b'bama. Tame, how do I know that a murim of a carbon that became tame can be kasher to the extent at least that if it's already on the mizbech we don't take it down? Ha'ol v'hutar level does tzibur, because the tzibur is allowed to be makar of their carbonus b'tumah. So since we find that the psul of tumah has some sort of heter, so even by a carbon yachid, once it's already on the mizbech we don't take it down from the mizbech. Chutz l'zmano, how does Rabbi Yehuda know that if you had a machshav is chutz l'zmano at the time of the shechita of the korban, that im ola lo yered hola meratz lepigulo? Since the shechita helps to be machshav the zrikas adam in the sense that it will help make a pigul. Remember, by pigul the major rule is karav hamatir kemitzvaso. In order for something to become pigul, everything but that machshav is pigul has to be in order. It has to be correct. So there is a value of the machshav is pigul in that it makes it kosher enough to be pigul. And chutz l'makamo hol v'iska shel chutz zmano. And a machshav is chutz zmano is also considered as if it has some level of hechsher because there's a hekesh between chutz zmano and chutz l'makamo. L'chora, Tosos raises the question, again that same big long Tosos on the bottom, raises the question, why do I need that hekesh? I can learn that the mizbech is a mekadish of carbon that's shechted chutz l'makamo from the fact that I find that chutz l'makamo is sometimes kasher. When's chutz l'makamo ever kasher? By a bama. I don't need to connect it to chutz l'zmano. It's always kasher on a bama. So Tosos suggests that since dam is very chamor, again, back to that yisod, you can't learn that the mizbech is mekadesh the psulim of dam from the fact that there's a hechsher b'makom, that it's actually l'chachil, that's the way it's supposed to be done, like by a bama. So therefore you cannot learn that mizbech is mekadesh, that which was shechted with the machshev of chutz l'makamo, from the fact that a bama is kasher that way. I need to use the hekesh to the machshava of chutz l'zmano. Kiblu psulin v'zarkos damo b'hanach psulin d'chazel avod d'stibur. How do I know that even if kiblu psulin or the psulin was zori to dam, that how does Rabbi Yehuda know that the mizbeach would not be kolet? So that's only talking about those psulim that are right for avodas hatzibur. In a case where the tamei person, let's say, is mekabel the dam and zorik, so that's what Rabbi Yehuda says that im ola lo yered, because there is a hechsher b'makom acher, that there is this situation where it would be kosher, namely when it was b'tzibur. Like, but those types of psulim that never have a hechsher b'makom acher, in a chinami the halach would be im olu yered. So there happens to be that the Balei Tosos, the same long Tosos, raises another question. Why is it that the Mizbeach is not Makadish Karban, that Zarim or Makriv? We find a heter of Zarim Babama. Zar is allowed to be Makriv on Abama. So Tosos again suggests we can't learn the din of Dam, which is Chamur, from that which is Hechsher Bekach, from Abama, where that's the way it's supposed to be done. So anyway, the Gemara asks that big question on all of these things. V'chidanin davar shalo behechsheru midavar shebehechsheru. Can you learn to be Machsher something that was done incorrectly, from the fact that you find that sometimes it's meant to be done that way and that's the correct way to do it? Meaning, how can you learn that a Mizbeach Mekadesh Emurim that had lina, from the fact that Basar Shlomim has a lina? Basar Shlomim is supposed to have lina. Its zman is 2 days and 1 night. So it's pashut that it's not going to be possible. But Emurim are not kosher that way because you're makti them that day, on the day that they're shechted, or the following night. So if you leave it till Alos HaShachar the next day, you've done something fundamentally wrong. So it says, Maratana Azos Torah Ola Riba Samachlei. Really, all of these explanations are just explanations, but they're not the real explanation. What we're really relying on is the Pasuk, Zos Torah Ola, that all of the Olos have the same halacha, the kosher ones, the pasul ones, they all have the same halacha, Im Alu Lo Yerdu. But since we darshan from Zos, Hu Ha'ola, that there are three psulim, that even if Alu, it would be Yerdu, so we had to explain which ones to be Marba, which ones to be Mima'it. So we chose this Asmachta to be the best way to explain it, that whenever there's a Hechshir B'makom Acher, the Mizbeach will be Mekadeshit. But that's not really the Ikr Limud. The Ikr Limud is Zos Torah Ha'ola, that it's Torah Achas L'kol Ha'olim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up 3 lines from the bottom tomorrow.